Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebel is on the air. I'm going to just skip the introduction blurb because, holy smokes, we're running on Turner time. Remember TBS, Turner Broadcasting System? Well, they always started the shows at 5 minutes after in order to get channel surfers who had started watching other channels. But a few minutes in, they decided to switch around, and lots of them would turn into TBS programming, which would just begin as these latecomers were tuning in. So that's how it happened today. Usually I start 12:30 on the dot, but I had technological problems. So I am your host, Senator JPO, and I went on Quora, and I found a really interesting question. That question is, what is the most useless college degree? In other words, what university academic degree is renowned for just having no practical value, no financial return to it whatsoever? For majority of people who earn it, obviously there will always be a few outliers who they can major in being useless, and yet because of their social capital, they still get a decent job after graduating. But we're going to ignore those outliers, and we're just going to focus on the masses, on the common graduate here, because really, when you're trying to decide, is this going to be worth my investment? Is this going to be worth my 4 to 5 years of young prime work entry years? And is it going to be worth my $20,000 to $40,000, depending on where you go to school and how much financial aid you get? I mean, it's not easy at all, okay? I mean, you might have some prodigies who make it seem easy, but for most people, I mean, completing college is it's a pain in the ass, okay? I'll just be blunt. I mean, we're a family-oriented show here, but I had to be a little direct with my comments because, you know, lots of people are like, oh, well, college is the thing you want to do if you want to be a slacker and you don't want to work in a factory your entire life. Well, not necessarily. I mean, it can be pretty hard, and you don't have the structure that you have when you are working in a factory or some other place where they tell you, here's what you have to do, and then you go do it. I mean, sure, you have some syllabi or orders of chapters and different books you have to read. Yeah, they're laid out for different courses, but it's up to you to manage your own time. And I managed my time very well, and I got by with the minimum of sleep. But I tell you, I mean, employers do not respect that. Okay, that's my personal testimony. I earned a bachelor's degree in political science after trying to get a bachelor's in psychology, but you know, the professors wanted me in their laboratory, so I could not get those required lab credits, and based on that, I looked at the other degrees within letters and science, where my credits would carry over from psychology. Oddly enough, political science was that major where all the credits transferred, and I was able to complete the 400-level courses alongside 100-level courses. Yeah, so figure that out, huh? Political science is mostly the psychology of resource allocation, the psychology of decision-making. That's your political science. Okay. So our call-in number today is 929-477-3965. If you're still listening, then obviously you're interested in the show, so I wait a little bit before divulging our number. Again, it's 929-477-3965. I'm monitoring our online dashboard here, so if you call within the next 25 minutes, then you should be able to get a spot in the show. Okay, so what is the web address of this question? Well, I give a short URL to my answer. And that's because if you access my answer, then you just click another link from that page to get onto the actual question. And then you can read all the answers. Right now, there are 36 answers on Quora as to what is the most useful college degree. And because I'm the host, I'm going to go and read the one that I like most. Okay, so one that I like best is actually a third most popular. You know what? I'll do a surprise here. You know what? I'm going to go and read from the third most uploaded, and then the second, and then the most uploaded, okay? So here I see this Joe Oler Jr. He has 57 votes on his answer. And here's what he wrote in response to the question, what is the most useless college degree? He said, all the majors offered by the College of Letters and Science are impractical simply because the job market does not reward you for those letters and science bachelor's degrees. It doesn't reward you to the extent it does for earning a technical associate's degree from the vocational technical school in your neighborhood. In parentheses, players don't care how much you sacrifice to earn your degree, unfortunately. Hashtag work smarter, hashtag not harder, end parentheses. Air quotes, all the letters of science made? Yes, even physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy, and so on, because it is nigh impossible to get hired as a physicist, chemist, biologist, astronomer, or whatnot, unless you had graduated from a nationally respected school. Parentheses, as opposed to my alma mater, regionally reviled UW-Milwaukee, in parentheses. I will add that many graduate programs are a waste of money for the career-minded. My master's degree in public administration cost $20,000 and many agonizing 16-hour days of school and work. By the end of the program, I had only one internship under my belt, no follow-up job offers, and no unemployment benefits for two student jobs that I had lost for graduating. The bottom line is that all the degrees you hear warnings about are indeed a waste, unless you're graduating from one of the top-ranked programs for that major. Conversely, if you're matriculating from a program offered at the local commuter school, such as one of the satellite or directional campuses of your state university, then butter up dad and mom, so that they'll let you stay with them a while after you walk the stage. P.S. It's been 7-plus years since I graduated from a master's program in public administration at UW-Milwaukee, and yet I still live with my dad, because the hiring managers all agree my degrees amount to expensive dog dung. Scare quote, dog dung, no wonder you can't get hired with that attitude, end scare quote. Hold on, that's after I had tried to argue otherwise during job interviews, for many years, in fact. My conclusion about the worthlessness of my degrees follows the conclusion the hiring managers and the interview panels had communicated to me through their repeated obstinate no vote on my candidacy for most basic entry-level office work. Remember this when figuring out whether a well-rounded or liberal arts education is really in your best interest. Wow, okay, so how do I respond to that answer? I agree a lot with what Mr. Oler is saying, and he answered just 2 days ago. It's Thursday, April 26th, as of the show date, and Oler wrote his answer on Tuesday, April 24th. So it's Thursday, April 26th right now on the show, and he wrote on April 24th, that was 2 days ago, and he already has 57 upvotes, and that already skyrocketed him to the third place in popularity for his answer. And that's impressive, because that question is how old here? I'm trying to look for the oldest answer. I mean, it should say when, but it's a fairly old question. I mean, it's been up there since early April, so, I mean, for 36 answers, the third ranked out of 36, that's pretty good showing by Mr. Oler. I would definitely follow him on Quora because he is one to watch. Okay, so second place answer here. That is 68 votes to the answer from Ethan Lewis Boyd Schwartz. Okay, he wrote, all undergraduate degrees are equally useless if your measure of usefulness is the ability to land a job. Don't believe all the STEM people who say, I got a Bachelor of Science in Engineering and then got offered a $100,000 salary right out of school. No undergraduate degree qualifies you for any job, because sadly there are plenty of Master of Arts and PhDs who are also looking for the same work and are willing to sell for basically any salary. It's all about connections and networking. Just being advised by your professor, who knows someone, who knows someone, who knows someone, and so on, can make all the difference when it comes to getting hired. There are lots of very intelligent, highly educated people because they can't find work. Why? Because of lack of connections, lack of social skill. That's it. Capitalism is not meritocracy. It's a club. If you're talking about usefulness in a non-capitalistic sense, I would say that all degrees have at least some value. Just the experience of going to university as opposed to getting a job right out of high school is useful, but it doesn't say how. That's just his opinion. Any education that broadens as well as refines your respective is valuable. Okay, so how do I respond to that? I would upvote Ethan's answer if he chopped off that last paragraph. I mean, he talked about the non-capitalistic sense, and now, I mean, I do not want to promote degrees as any measure of value at all. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you can go and prove your non-capitalistic value by blogging, okay? Just by doing a blog and or a podcast like every week. And to me, that communicates the same intellect as earning some type of letters and science degree from a state university. So this guy, Ethan Schwartz, who was saying that, hey, capitalistically speaking, in terms of your ability to get a job with a degree, I mean, if you are a poor networker, if you have below average social skills, then the degree will be a waste because, I mean, no one's going to offer you a job. So I agree with him on that, and I would definitely upload his answer if not for him qualifying his remarks by talking about the so-called non-capitalistic value of the degree. No, if you want intangible value from a degree, then just go to the library and read the books there. I use the interlibrary loan quite often, and I buy old books that have been taken away from the shelves. I buy them online because a lot of libraries are getting rid of their older books. But at any rate, I'm going to read the top-ranked answer here, and then I'll repeat our call number again. But scrolling up, holy cow, this answer from Ben Peters has 4,400 upvotes. I mean, that's amazing. And his answer has been up for less than a week. And that's, wow, that's just amazing that in under a week, his one answer is 4,400 upvotes. Wow. Okay, so what did this Ben Peters guy write? Here we go. So let me tell you a story about two coworkers. You'll be surprised where I go with this. One got an online degree from one of those schools that always sends you Facebook ads. We'll call him Online Otis. He never got very good grades. Spent more time partying, hanging out with girls, and playing sports with his friends than he ever did studying. The other person went to an Ivy League school and graduated magna cum laude. We'll call him Ivy Isaac. Isaac spent his time reading books, walking through the woods, and thinking about science. Online Otis and Ivy Isaac had the same job after getting their degrees. Their job, however, did not require book smarts. It was a sales job. Online Otis hit his quota every month. It's just like sports, he would say, and I love talking to people all day. Isaac, meanwhile, was miserable. He had over $200,000 in student loans, always missed his monthly quota, and wondered why he couldn't be popular and drive around in Mercedes like Otis. So, for emphasis, he bold-faced this remark, a degree is only useless to the extent you don't use it. End bold-faced. Isaac thought he was wasting his degree and his education. So Isaac finally quit his job, studied, took the MCAT, applied to medical school, got a scholarship, and now he's at the top of his class and will likely become a surgeon. Meanwhile, Otis is still selling, and he's still making a very good living. Probably never needed a high school degree. Well, that's what he called it. Otis probably never needed a high school diploma, but whatever. High school degree, high school diploma. Ben Peters wrote high school degree. Okay, so can you really call Otis's online degree useful? Well, I can't tell you where you draw the line, writes Ben Peters, but Otis seems to be a type of person who derives usefulness from a non-classroom setting. Isaac, by contrast, is going to be in school for a long time. And Ben Peters writes, that's exactly what he's meant to do. He's going to make his Ivy League degree useful. or by going to med school. That's, he doesn't write it, but that's what he means. Okay, because his Ivy League degree is his undergrad degree, and medical school degree is his graduate degree. If it weren't for his graduate degree, then his Ivy League degree would be useless, according to the logic of Ben Pierce. So, at any rate, Ben Pierce guy finishes up. 2 decades from now, I can guarantee you Otis will still be selling and making a living, and Isaac will be finding fulfillment as some kind of doctor. Okay, and then he repeats himself, the degree is only useless to the extent you don't use it. Well, I got to tell you, my response to this Ben Pierce guy is a degree is going to be useless because you will have so few opportunities to use it. It's not just job openings. It's how willing are the hiring managers, how willing are they to offer you a job, okay? And that's something that only I talked about in my answer. Only I talked about the hiring managers and, yeah. All the hiring managers agree my degrees amount to expensive dog dung. That is the takeaway line here. That is what you should remember, and that is what you should discuss with your college-considering peers here, especially bring this up with your children. I mean, if they are old enough to go and watch, like, these horror films, I mean, they're ready for real-life horror that their college education is probably going to just be a big waste, and they may as well not bother. They may as well just go with a basic meat and potatoes vocational technical education. And I will say this, though. Reading books of my own is a lot more fulfilling than trying to do college all over again. And now, how does Ben Pierce guy get 4,400 upvotes on his Quora answer, huh? Well, it's because he toes the line that the higher education hucksters do, which is he's trying to blame the victim here, okay? He's saying a degree is only useless to the extent you don't use it. Well, guess what? You can't use it if other people don't let you use it. Okay, if you're applying for jobs and other people, I don't want to say shit on you, but the hiring managers close the doors to you, okay? And literally, back in February, I applied for a Let a Slave internship. You don't need to be a student, okay? But I was all set, okay, to get this internship. I talked to this woman named Rebecca Frank in Jonathan Brostoff's office, and she was all raring to go with the telework internship in which I would write and frame messages for the office. Oh, and then, early April, right? About ready to have my interview. And this Anahi Sandal Savages guy, or whoever it is, I never met him. But for some reason, he shit cans that interview. And so he makes Rebecca send me an email saying he's canceling it, okay? And then I'm like, well, what's your schedule? And Rebecca has to go and email me back saying, well, we're not rescheduling because upon further review of your application materials, you're a poor fit. I'm like, what? Why didn't you read my application materials carefully the first time, you dummies? Yeah, so I'm pretty sure Rebecca still wanted me to intern with the office, but that Anahi asshole, I mean, that's what he is. Okay, I won't mince words. I'm going to blog about this at joelorjr.wordpress.com. But yeah, I mean, come on. I even went to college with Jonathan Brostoff. Jonathan should man up and throw his way around and tell that Anahi dude to butt out. I mean, Anahi is only the chief of staff. John Brostoff can override him at any time. And Rebecca Frank really wants me as an intern. I know she does because I talk with her. I spoke with her in private, so. You know, it's like, come on, college degree doesn't count for anything. Give me a break. I'm blacklisted from so many jobs. I'm not a felon. I never did drugs, never killed anyone, never did any sex crimes, never stole anything. I mean, come on, why am I blacklisted? So, yeah, a college degree won't get you off a blacklist, but it can get you onto some because, you know, that time spent out of the full-time workforce is just going to make it harder for you to sway the hiring managers. I mean, there are a bunch of marginally contrarians who they don't want to pay you any favors, so Yeah, hiring managers, tough crowd. Okay, so our call number here is I had it up here. Okay, so it's 929-477-3965. You want to share your own stories about your useless college degree, or you want to share a good anecdote about how you persuaded a young person to go and earn a vocational technical certificate and they got a good job doing it that way, then by all means, call in. 929-477-3965. But you know, a lot of the people, because I am a voice for a voiceless, okay? So very few people are going to call in, even if they agree, because I stick up for the silent majority. They don't want to put themselves on a limb because they know that I've been blacklisted for being frank about these things, and they don't want to be blacklisted themselves. But don't worry, folks, you can be anonymous. I don't even need to know your real name. The only thing I see is your number from which you call. And I'll read out the area code that is your signal to know that you are next in the caller queue, okay, when I read your area code. And, yeah, we have about, 11 minutes left. So, I mean, I could try to fill up the time, but, okay, so that's the top three. Those are the top three answers, okay, this core question. I'm going to go and read some other perspectives. This person who's saying she majored in philosophy and is bragging about how she contributed to a logic textbook and tutored the GMAT. That degree didn't really help her. Here's another thing. Okay, so this one person is just, he majored in physics, but he never majored in musicology. He never majored in religious studies, but he can pretty much assume those are going to be of trivial value in the workplace. Yeah, I mean, well, physics, as I pointed out, it's not much better of a value than religious studies or anyway. So if you want to be a pastor, by all means, go and get your theology degree or your certificate in pastoral counseling. I mean, so long as you're going to be a pastor anyway. If you're, I know some of these programs here. I don't want to get all denominational because that would fragment my growing body of listeners here. But I will say that some pastors have done podcasts and YouTube videos, and that's pretty much what they are. It's just street preachers. I mean, they don't really earn a salary or anything. They might fundraise now and then. But so if you know that ultimately your dream job is just doing some type of low-wage social service work, then I guess it doesn't matter too much what degree you have, so long as it it should coincide with how you want to be seen. In other words, if you're a street pastor, but you have like a doctorate and people are going to be like, well, why aren't you working a real job to use your doctorate? I mean, you're not going to take it as seriously as if you had just cut off your education with like an associate's in divinity studies or whatever. Pretty sure it's not an associate's degree specifically in that, but you can just say, well, you did a technical associates, and then do an online degree in theology. I mean, it's online degrees. You don't have to relocate or anything. And an online degree in that subject matter is about as valid as any degree where you have to relocate and suffer through agonizing schedules and all that. I tell you, if I had earned my degree online, I would have had more time to do our stuff. I would have been able to begin my podcast a few years earlier. I would have been able to go and begin writing my book about higher education hucksters a bit earlier. But I tell you, sometimes you have to get burnt really badly in order to have that certainty that, yeah, certain things in life cannot be salvaged. And that includes a liberal arts degree from a letters and science college from your commuter school university. Yeah, there's no salvaging that. The only thing I can do is to warn people to not bother. Just warn as many people as possible. Do not invest your time and money in this pursuit. Unless you're a masochist. But I've never been a masochist. I've always tried to avoid pain. Try to avoid disappointment. But, I'm looking at these other answers on a core question. And Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty funny. All these people who are trying to be higher education hucksters and be like, oh, there is no useless degree. Well, most of them have no upvotes. The public is wising up to the con, and I'm very happy. If not satisfied, I'm at least gratified to be part of that awareness movement where people know that the higher education hucksters are trying to sell them these snake oil degrees because they aren't forthright with their job placement statistics. A lot of these schools won't even give out any. If they did, I mean, and if they were honest about it, people would run away in droves like they're doing now. They're trickling away. But if they had the actual real job placement statistics, I mean, people would be stampeding away from these state universities. Okay, so here's another answer. This one has no votes, but the guy answered about a day ago. So, Nick Steele, what did Nick Steele write? What is the most useless college degree? He responded, ready for no education hack that schools don't want you to know? I would say most degrees are useless unless you need to get a license, such as a teacher or a doctor. But if you're trying to land a non-licensed job, you'd probably be better off becoming a YouTuber and answering unusual questions about an industry you're getting into. Just do like we're doing on Quora. Find answers to questions that have very few answers and just make yourself a subject matter expert. Now, how to monetize this is another issue entirely. You know what? I'm really paraphrasing Nick Steele because, I mean, God bless him, but Nick Steele is a poor writer. I am just paraphrasing what he wrote into something that flows better, and I'm filling in some details. Like, he doesn't talk about the difficulty of monetizing the YouTube videos, but that's really the big hump, is not being creative, but how do you make money off the creativity? That's where business logic comes into place, and that's where you get the market research, and there's a lot of trial and error in market research. A lot of trial and error. Even the economists don't get it right. You look at the Fed, they're supposed to have all this economic data, and what does the Fed do? Yeah, the board of the Federal Reserve banks, I mean, they just sit on their hands, and maybe they'll keep the interest rate at zero for like 9 years, and then they'll raise it a 0.25% like every 6 months, but and then they'll freeze it at like, what, 2.5% for another few years? I mean, Fed, what does the Fed do? They're just a bunch of armchair psychologists to try to reassure Wall Street investors. That's all they do. They're pretty useless. That's what the Fed is, just a bunch of useless figureheads. Okay, so we have about 5 minutes remaining. Hey, if any callers are out there, you want to get in WPR rebuttal, you want to be live and uncensored, call right now, 929-477-3965, WPR rebuttal. We've got 5 minutes here, and at the end of those 5 minutes, WPR rebuttal is going to be cut off by Blog Talk Radio software. Yeah, we're doing a freemium model, folks. Half an hour at a time. Once the half hour is up, we can't broadcast anymore until tomorrow. But I don't have the time to do tomorrow. I don't have the time to do weekly. So I value my time with you. Obviously, if you're still listening, you value your time with me. So you got the number. Call in if you want to be heard. Otherwise, I'm going to begin wrapping this thing up. And this episode has hovered around the issue of just how many different college degrees are truly useless indeed. I mean, you go to that Quora page that I spotlighted, and you can find it on the description for this podcast episode. Wow, I mean, look at all this. The highest voted answers are the ones that admit, that concede that the College of Letters and Science degrees are impractical for securing a job. They just don't do the trick. I mean, if you're a social butterfly, then you can get the same college-type jobs without the college degree. And if you have the college degree but not social skills, then you're out of luck. So looks like WPR rebuttal is going to be cut off by Blog Talk Radio. Dashboard time always says we have more time than we do. So Blog Talk Radio has to fix that. And here we go. That's the end of the episode. It is. Okay, well, Senator JP will sign off. See you next week, folks. I am going to have a job interview on Thursday. So next episode is going to actually be on Friday at 12:30 Central Time. Okay, so now that you've noted that temporary change in the schedule due to my out-of-town job interview, I am going to sign off and look forward to you again next week. Goodbye.